raise your right hand. I, Jim Strafus, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, and that I will faithfully demean myself in the position of temporary presiding commissioner for which I was appointed this 5th day of, March 2012.
I do.
All right. It's 8:30, Monday, March 5th. I'll call this Taney County Commission work session to order. This is the time of the meeting where we will review previous meeting minutes, accounts payable, look through the agenda, and also hear from public comments. So at this point, you'll probably hear rustling of papers. I know that 5 till 9, Chris Behrendt will be making an update on the recovery efforts of the tornado of last week. I saw that one building that we are going to pull out, right? Don't you think? The only reason I knew about it is because I was asked about it through an email. But it's probably safest that we have it reviewed first from council.
Yeah.
To be consistent.
Well, I got the number of it wrote out here somewhere.
Is it the 32?
Yeah, 8161.
All right, I'm going to put it down into the hold.
Get a copy of your minutes, or you want to look at these?
I'll look at yours when you're done. I'm going to go through these first.
Is that our jail payment, or what is that big payment?
I'll have to look in just a second. $6,000 for our bond payment for the jail.
Where did it have that information at, though? I didn't see it.
Right, or user comments, right?
I just seen the number, just assumed it was.
Oh,
yeah.
$27,000 in interest.
Yeah.
I'll write you a check.
I was saying, how you been feeling?
Not good.
Huh.
In fact, the other morning when the tornado came, I was watching three channels on TV, flipping it, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, I got dressed by flashlight and drove, and I got stopped at Rourke. They told me to park the car and walk, because the Dolphins got a store up there in Branson Heights. I got as far as the fire station. Three firemen, a cop, come up and said, "You can't go any further. There's wires or this or that." So I went. You know, she's up in Springfield, so I didn't feel good, but I got out of bed and went. I've been hurting and shaking.
Was her business affected then? Was it the at Branson Heights? You said. Yeah, so
that's her store there. I've got pictures on the camera. It's
yeah. I mean, there's only a few businesses that didn't get hit in that area. I know they were one of them. What?
Just 10 days ago, we finished redecorating the place.
Yeah.
brand-new carpet, $3,200 for a new carpet, cleaned everything up, cleaned all the grass, and 10 days later,
I know it.
I got pictures in the camera, $1,000 doll. She's got the heads. Got a Shirley Temple doll, an old antique. Smashed on your head.
She have decent insurance?
Well, I've got some insurance, man, that's coming today, but they always want to skin you.
Well, no one makes it. No one makes gets rich off an insurance claim. That's for sure.
No.
I'm still going, but I was just looking. I haven't seen anything suspicious at all.
Well,
it must be a big jury day. I don't know what the instructions are. I had a lot of people walk in and say the address on the building to show up is here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been directing people down there. But it's a big day. Obviously, there's no parking spots around.
Here, chamber releases. I read all this here. He said, man, that's a major catastrophe. This is.
When was. You remember when EPM was supposed to come back and give us a recap or preliminary findings of starting to see our savings? Because I see our bill was $21,000 electricity over there. Yeah. So I'm just trying. I don't know what it's. Was last year at this time, but that was my question. You remember when they were supposed to come back?
I thought it was 3 months.
Okay.
I mean, that's what
No, everything else, I pulled that one out here. I've written it on here to hold it. It's the one I saw that was.
That's not all the winners we've had. I don't look at.
What? Be optimistic. Let me see this. Is there anything bad in here? You saw executive session minutes are on there.
Yeah.
And those are all but that one.
I read it.
I think you read all those.
Yeah, it's blocked. They don't want you to go down there. But Empire had to put the lights on the bridge. They had to put the lights on the bridge and land it.
Jim, I don't have the numbers on the dates on those exactly.
I'm hoping Jillian will bring it down to us.
People have oxygen and have babies. They got four parrots in here.
Yeah, we need to not, this one, I don't think we need to vote on this one, do you?
You want to just, let's just table those.
I think we should. I'm thinking, now what? You would.
That's what I was saying.
We should approve it just to take it
off. I know,
off.
But if we did, if we approve it, and he's such a...
English teacher.
Yeah, they were out there early. There. I didn't know it was that bad. I went there and wrote the story yesterday. It was Monday. I was going to go there to get discounts, you know, for a senior citizen. I had my list, and I said, no, you ain't going shopping. So I got to go to Country Mart and pay full price.
Yeah, let's just
take a look.
Yeah, let's hold this. I'm going to repost these for Thursday. Let me go see if I can see Helen. We'll start here in 2 minutes here.
All right.
Anthem. Now, I was trying to be nice to you, Bob, but the battery's dead. I was going to bring the mic to you, but you're stuck. You'll have to be right here. All right, we're going to start with our public comment section. First to speak is Mr. Bob Shantz. Bob, go ahead.
Good morning. I'm not only in bed this time of the morning with my back, but I had to say a few important things. First of all, I want to congratulate the commissioners on getting a state audit. I recommended that when I filed my property taxes. Here's a 16-page handwritten letter because my computer broke. But I wrote it and I mentioned the audit, and I mentioned the credit card deal, and I noticed you did something about that, and that's great, too, because I think it's been abused. I mean, I know there's people put liquor and everything else on there, so that's great. So for that, I want to say thank you for both of those, credit card and the audit. Now we get to the storm, the tornado. I watched CBS, ABC, and NBC 2 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning, I was putting my clothes on by flashlight, and I drove up to Roark. They told me to park my car. Then I walked up to the firehouse, and they wouldn't let me go any further. I have a friend that's got a store there. I wanted to check on it. And all the while that I've been driving around, I kept hearing you on the radio and others, you know. And I've got a few problems about that. I don't want to pick on you, but in this paper you had said it's just a bump in the road. Sir, it is not a bump in the road. This is a major, major, and I hope you retract your statement and mention that it's a major situation. When Branson Heights Shopping Center, when I worked 10 days just a few weeks ago on this store, we got it ready for the tourist season, put new carpet in, a little over $3,000 for a new carpet, did a little painting, moved everything, cleaned everything, and then 10 days later, kaboom, she's out of a livelihood. I was there yesterday at Mazzio's Pizza, and Russ is showing me the back of his pickup truck. He's got pizzas and meat and throwing it away, everything. It seems that, and I, as of last night at 10:30, I received 25 phone calls. Some were local, checking on me. Last night I got one from Austin, Texas, and the guy says, well, according to the TV, I see the mayor and some other people, the chamber, it's not bad. I read in this paper, it's got all the chamber listed, the businesses that were affected. And when I read it to this person, they said, what? That's not the way it appears on TV. Now, if you want, I'll put you in touch with a management people in Oklahoma, said they thought Branson did a very poor job. The mayor and the Chamber of Commerce keep saying, come on down, we're open, there's a lot to see here. This is a major catastrophe, I'm sorry. There's no other way to put it. I bet you don't even know how many houses outside of Branson are demolished. Do you know that?
Bob, this is the time where we listen to citizens. We don't respond.
Okay, it's 152 homes are down. That's major. Snap's funeral home. I mean, if I died tonight, I probably couldn't even be buried over there. I can't go shopping to Sunfest. The roof is peeled off. The restaurant there up on the... I mean, but... and Empire Electric, I wish, you have to get a meeting together. I keep hearing on TV, well, we did so good because we practiced. We have response. They didn't. They did a poor job. Very, very poor job. When Empire Electric gets on TV and says, we were given orders to put the electricity on the Branson Landing and the Strip, and there's people who are going to the Skaggs Hospital because their emergency oxygen thing is not working, that they can't breathe, there's babies there, you know, people are throwing food away, and the guy on TV said, we have to cover areas where there's a large group of people. There wasn't a large group of people shopping over there at the landing, but you don't worry about people shopping, you worry about homes. Large group of people means nursing homes, hospitals, that's what it means. Means shelters where you have to take people whose homes are blown down. So we have a lot of work to do. I'm sorry. There's a lot of work to do, and it has to be done differently. And when the governor comes, did he go out to the eastern part of the county? No. Now, Roy Blunt at least went to Hiawatha Heights, and that's destructed. So, you know, it's bad when the leaders of Branson, that's all they think of is that Branson. It's Taney County, and Taney County is in bad shape. So I hope you get a group of people together and you do something so that in the future we'll take care of the poor folks who need oxygen, who have new babies, who, it's like me, have four parrots. If it got cold, I mean, you know, how do I heat them up? I can't hold all four of them at one time. So the theaters could wait, and the Branson Landing could wait, and Branson could wait. Take care of Taney County. You're a Taney County commissioner, and you, sir, and take care of Taney County, not just the Strip. You can't even drive down the Strip. They tell everybody, come on down. I went there yesterday. There's military, two trucks there. You can't go. I had to go around the back way. So we need a lot of work for future because there have been tornadoes here before. We had one this week. We will have more. There's going to be major problems, and please work on it, please.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
We should be hearing from Chris Barrett in just another minute. Danny, if you want to walk down there, or you want me to walk down there to get Chris?
I'll walk down.
Would you? Okay. Chris said he'd be here next minute or so, but that would be great.
I think they've got
to... They have a conference call, I think, at 9, so that's the only time they had. Julian, can you bring that documents up here? Chris will be here in just a minute here.
Rick Finley will be doing the writing if you wanted to know for the minutes.
And I just wanted to film your congressman involved in something.
Here, Chris is here. Chris, if you want to grab that and stand right there and give us some time. Just the agenda.
Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
Thank you, sir. I think you wanted to give us an update on where we stand with the recovery efforts.
Right. We just had our morning briefing, and it's my understanding that the power is restored to all areas that have some to restore to. White River was done a couple days ago, and Empire is now also complete. We discussed with the Red Cross about their feeding they've been doing, and they were going to originally stop that in the Mount Branson and Powerside area Sunday night, but they're not. They said they felt like there was still a need. So they're still, I think they provide 2 meals a day, lunch and dinner, and for the residents, but partially also for the volunteers that work there. So that, I guess that's working fairly well. Probably the biggest news that we have, it's the multi-agency resource center that's opened up in the Red Roof Mall at noon today. There's a lot of organizations going to be there that can provide some assistance to people. And we fought this pretty hard not to put it at the Red Roof Mall, wanted it further east. But the reality is it is only one for this entire tornado, so that includes all of Stone County also. So really it is pretty centrally located. Plus they need quite a bit of room, and that's what's available there. So that's where it is.
Now, what building is that in? I say Building 7. Is that correct? It's what your document says.
That
right?
is correct.
Building 7 at Red Roof Mall.
At the Red Roof Mall, yes. And bring one of those.
Still
that's
right
a
there.
Number, too.
You're welcome.
It is there at Building 7, and they're going to open at noon today till 5, and then it's going to be 8 to 5 every day. This is kind of somewhat fluent. If they see a lot of need, and at 5 o'clock there's a lot of people still there, they'll probably stay open later. But ideally, people should just go there. To help them, if they can't, don't want to, whatever. There's 2 other options. There's a number here, 866-205-0256. They can call that number and get information. And then the Red Cross, but it will only be the Red Cross. It's going to have some mobile teams out also, particularly in the Powerside and Mount Branson area, to provide some assistance to people. But quite frankly, those teams... going to only be able to provide Red Cross assistance, and anything else, they're really going to steer those people toward the multi-agency resource center at the Red Roof Mall.
And this is for individuals who need assistance?
Correct.
Not for volunteers. So if you're a volunteer, you go somewhere else?
Correct. If you're a volunteer and you want to volunteer, you still need to go to the chamber.
Okay.
And sign up there to volunteer. But no, this is for people that need help. And this is help beyond maybe some debris removal. That is, if they're like a renter and they were displaced, they need a first month's rent to go somewhere. They may even get more than that. If they need that assistance, if you're a homeowner, no insurance, I mean, this is where you can get some help.
Okay.
So anyway, that's probably the biggest thing that's going on. The shelter that we had at the Recplex closed at noon yesterday. All the people that were left there were people, they were able to find alternative places to live, and so the shelter is closed. Like I said, the feeding is still going on. Power is back on. I just talked to AmeriCorps, and they, since they got here started opening Thursday morning, they had about 500 volunteers. Quite frankly, the cleanup process is going. It's going. I mean, some areas are getting where there's not so much damage. Obviously, a lot easier to clean up when you just have a huge amount of damage. At some point, I don't know what's going to happen with this debris removal. I don't know how, I don't know what's going to happen with that in the county because there's just so much debris. I personally was thinking and hoping that a lot more people would just burn it right there on site, but a lot of people say they don't want to do that. I was quite surprised with that. And obviously we have the two places people can take it, the Shoals Bend Park, the vegetation debris and untreated lumber, and then the transfer station with their building debris. But this is just a huge task. And also the other thing that's happening with volunteers that show up with a pickup and trailer, they can't haul that much. Plus, with the way fuel prices are, they're really not too eager all day long to drive. You know, the people are okay to volunteer and just physically work somebody's yard, but just to haul this, driving all day long and burning gas, we have limited success doing that.
Okay.
All right. Chris, the people on Mount Branson, when you was talking about the Red Cross, I was really tickled to see them there when they honk their horn, ask for anybody that wants meals. And that is such a destructive sight in that area. People come out from where you can't even see that there's anybody down in there working and come to get a meal. They grab the meal and they're right back out there. The reason there's not burning, the first day everywhere I went there was a little fires here and there where they were burning small piles of stuff, but we've had this bad wind and red flag situation. We already had one little fire on Mount Branson that got out. So you're right. Ideally, it would be to burn those. I know that there's some dozers, backhoes, and things that are going to be doing some piling, tearing and piling of those things now. It would be great if they could wait a day or two to burn those. Everybody's in help mode right now.
And, right.
Power site, Old Highway, there were several volunteers over there. T Highway, there was 50 at one location down there over the weekend, and 50 people working with any organization, they can get a lot done.
Right.
So it's just a matter of keeping those people organized and working in those sites. This morning I understood that on Mount Branson area there was actually going to have some dozers and backhoes in there doing some piling.
Yeah, some of the people that own property, they're actually there having some equipment coming in this morning.
Right.
And, you know, a little note on the burning. Obviously, my other job is a fire chief, so I'm really not wanting people to just start fires that they cannot control. That is clear. Today, quite frankly, is probably one of the better days this week that we're going to have to burn. Tomorrow, I believe it's going to be windier again. And so today should be a better day, and then potentially toward the end of the week we're going to have some rain. But no, if they're not comfortable burning, they should not burn. So I'm not saying that right. They should be burning. I was just a little surprised.
Our crews are in full mode as far as the hauling of the material that's on the easement and right away of the county. I had a little discussion with you this morning. I would like to maybe have Jim and like for to have a discussion about maybe having the county crews with a control burn with the fire department or something in some of these locations instead of hauling all this debris off. If they're going to be burning a little brush pile are things in the that can be burnt for them to us to supply some workforce for some controlled burning. I think it would be way better for the citizens and for the county itself.
Right. You know, I mean, I think one difference in our area compared to a lot of different areas that get struck by our tornadoes, we just have a lot of debris, a lot of trees, and we love our trees. I think that's why most of us probably live here. And it shouldn't be a surprise that we're going to have a lot of trees down when we have a storm come through. And so that is just a real issue that we're going to have to somehow tackle. Besides all the building debris, this brush is just really an issue. Mm.
They've got some things. There's actually, I seen two or three mulching deals that's sitting around it, but they're just
not for the big stuff. The big stuff. The big stuff is. We were in contact with a company from St. Louis who had a large grinder type, and it's rather expensive.
Yeah, because what you really to do this, you need a tub grinder and a traco that loads it. I mean, this is not a little chipper that you
and
just feed by hand.
You have to be able to do stumps, too, because there's so many trees were uprooted. So, all right, Chris, well, I thank you for your update. I know you got other things to do, but thank you for doing that. And then what is your guys' office in case someone has a question and just wants to call and ask something maybe wasn't covered? What's your office number?
The emergency management office at the courthouse is 417-546-7233.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate all your work. All right, we'll conclude the public comment section of this meeting, and we'll call the regular session meeting to order. And we have Rick Finley here to open us in prayer. Please stand.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We just thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And although we know there's a lot of damage done with this tornado that came through, we know that you protected us, and we do pray for those that have had personal loss, that you would be with them. Just give us guidance as we try to help those. We pray to Lord that most of all that you would just guard, guide, and direct them. And we pray to Lord for their spiritual well-being also, that you would be with them and help them to recognize that you are in charge and that you are the one that can provide a salvation for them, dear Lord. We thank you for watching over us. We pray that you just give us guidance as we make decisions today. Give our leadership guidance in the county, in the state, in the United States, dear Lord, and all throughout the world, dear Lord. You just be with every one of those leaders and give them a guidance, help them turn to you. And these things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Commissioner Strand, if you would lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Rick. Danny, with the fact that Ron's in D.C. working with NACO and on our behalf and trying to get some federal funding, I would like for us to reschedule the minutes if we could and just put them on Thursday's agenda, if that's all right. So it doesn't take a motion because we'll have 24 hours notice. But, Jillian, if you would make a note to put – if you're
– Repost those.
Yeah, we just repost those. Let's just repost them for next Monday. That way Ron's not going to get in until late Wednesday, so he won't have time to review. But if we'll just repost those for next Monday – the next item of business is the accounts payable, and I think we both reviewed them.
Right. Do you want to pull up one check for a while?
I do. I'd rather hold it till next week until we
all
review
right.
it. You have that number? You want me to do it?
Just go ahead.
All right.
I wrote it down for you guys, actually.
I'm going to move to approve checks number 328122 through 328190, holding out check number 328161. Approving also warrants 5590 and 5591, and then two transfers, one from Roden Bridge to transfer station for salaries and for paper usage in the county.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded for the accounts payable that I just read off. Any discussion? And just for the discussion of that one item, we just want that one accounts payable item to be reviewed by legal to make sure that we've met all the requirements necessary so that we can pay that bill. And hearing no discussions, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
give that? Oh, that, you got
sure.
that. All right, there you go. Okay. That took care of journal entries and transfers. Executive session minutes. Do you have that folder?
I didn't signature them, but I reviewed them.
Okay. All right. Can we go ahead and do the motion then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go ahead and read.
Motion to approve executive session minutes dated. We'll do these in order here so everyone. January 13th. I'm sorry, let's start over again. January 26th. February 6th. February 13th. February 16th, February 21st, and February 23rd. I move to approve those executive session minutes.
I second the motion.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to approve minutes dated January 26th. I'm going to review these dates real fast again. The February 6th, February 13th, February 16th, February 21st, and February 23rd. All right.
That only leaves one. You might make mention of that
we
date.
Have
just the date.
Sure. May 31st, 2011, we have one that's been held, being held at the request of our attorneys. So it's still, that's the, should be the only old executive session one that we have that's being held. So any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Did you aye that too?
Yeah.
All right, we have that done. Jillian, we are up to the agenda review request.
And I have nothing, sir.
Okay.
There's
I know
nothing
that,
upstairs.
Yeah, the we know that Mr. Hausman's coming in. We have a lot of executives to catch up on. And I know at one time, I don't know, with the tornado, he didn't make it to Jefferson City to talk about the state auditor. I know that was one of the questions, if Mr. Hausman was able to get to the, talk to the auditor.
No.
And, yeah. and he was not. So that shows, is there any other meetings, Dan, that we need to have this discussion on for Thursday? I mean, what we're trying to do is get done with this and get back out in the field.
I can't think of anything. Then just need to post
a
possible executive session on any of those dates, and
we have those posted. And I just want to, I added two more statutes to that, so we can. All right.
And you might put on there if we have those meetings that we have updates, storm related updates.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad just to put that on there, maybe at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Storm update, because that would cover the road and bridge. I know that we're going to have a discussion about road and bridge and those expenses to make sure we're covered from a budget perspective, since there was no federal disaster. All right. Well, that concludes the regular session. All we have left now is the executive session, but it's not scheduled for 5 more minutes. So I'm going to declare a recess, and then we'll come back at 9:15.
All right. That's a call.